Generating traffic and sales can be a challenge for online merchants. But selling on the Walmart Marketplace puts your products in front of millions of customers who shop on Walmart.com. And right now, sellers who join Walmart Marketplace can save up to 50% on referral and fulfillment fees for the first 90 days. So get started today. Head over to marketplace.walmart.com/savings. That's marketplace.walmart.com/savings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by SLI Systems, providers of intelligent site search and navigation solutions. Learn more at sli-systems.com and listen to their interviews at ecommercepodcast.com.
Your path to e-commerce success starts right here. You're listening to Practical E-commerce, the podcast for e-commerce results.
All right, welcome back to another Practical E-commerce podcast. My name is Brian Getting, and this is going to be our April 2006 interview podcast. We had a pretty decent month here in April. We actually had the April issue of Practical E-commerce magazine is the largest one we've printed as far as page count goes. And we had the opportunity to speak with Roy Banks of Authorize.net about payment gateways and payment systems and just Authorize.net in general. Michael Acox, who is a staff writer for the magazine, had a chance to speak with him. This is a rather long interview, so I'm going to try to keep my babbling to a minimum to keep the file size down on this podcast. But you know, if you're unfamiliar with Authorize.net, or you kind of know who they are, or you don't know who they are, definitely check out their website and at Authorize.net, and definitely listen to this podcast. They are probably one of the industry leaders. I would say one of the most well-known payment gateways out there, and it's an interesting business. I mean, making sure that credit cards can clear online and taking online payments is nothing short of monumental task, and these guys do a fantastic job. So Michael Acox is going to go ahead and take care of it from here. I'm going to turn it over to him when he speaks with Roy Banks, the president of Authorize.net.
All right. Well, Roy, I think the first thing that I want to ask, because I happen to be an e-merchant as well, everybody knows what we sell. Everybody knows that the money gets into our bank. But there's that sort of mysterious middle ground that we call processors and gateways. I wonder if you could sort of shed a little light on that middle ground for us.
Absolutely. I think one way that we're kind of we're an infrastructure technology. We focus on really handling the infrastructure payment handling of payments that a merchant would receive from a consumer. I think one of the best ways to think about AuthorizeNet, and one way that really helps me when I'm trying to describe what it is that we do to people that don't necessarily have a vision or an understanding of what we do, and that is to think about us as a digital point of sale terminal. When you go to a store and you have your credit card and you are ready to pay for a gift or a product or a service from that merchant, you take that card and you swipe it into this point of sale hardware device, and that then collects information from that card to render payment for the good or service that you're purchasing from that merchant. Well, everybody's familiar with that. Well, the way to think about that when you look at an internet purchase is you don't have a physical point of sale device because the nature of the internet is digital. And so the best way to think about us is that we provide a digital hardware or digital software solution that allows a consumer to basically place or input the same information that's typically captured from a card into an internet web form, and then we process that information the same way a physical piece of hardware does in the retail or brick-and-mortar world. We basically take that information, we grab it from the merchant once the merchant sends it to us. We then process that through the same financial processing networks that is used by the point-of-sale world in the physical world. So that's how we like to help people understand that, because, you know, the nature of the internet is a digital environment. And so that's how I describe that.
Now, does everyone that accepts credit card transactions, whether you're the point of sale hardware or you're the digital online processor, this is a necessary step in every transaction, is that right?
It is, absolutely. You have to have a mechanism by which you're able to capture the transaction from the consumer. And so we are an indispensable component of conducting and consummating transactions over the internet.
What separates one gateway or processor from another? In other words, why would somebody choose Authorize.net as opposed to one of the many others that are out there?
That's a great question. There's several reasons for that, and I think probably the one that stands out the most when you're first evaluating a payment gateway solution is what's the de facto standard? What's the recommended solution that most people would recommend? And because AuthorizeNet's been around for 10 years, we are one of the early pioneers and leaders in developing payment gateway technology and solutions. So by virtue of our tenure in the industry and our proven track record, we have an incredible brand name and recognition. Everybody knows that AuthorizeNet is somewhat the generic term for payment gateway. And so by virtue of the fact that we've been in the business and in the industry for so long, there is a demand. We're a demand brand. Everybody knows who we are, and we're recommended by most solution providers. The other thing is that when merchants look to build an e-commerce presence, they select a number or a host of tools to create their website, their shopping carts, to create the whole web experience. And what AuthorizeNet has been the benefactor of is we have been an integrated solution, meaning that other solution providers have built integration components into AuthorizeNet or have built AuthorizeNet into those solutions so that they have integrated us as a part or a core part of their solution. So invariably, if you go out and you buy a shopping cart, that shopping cart is automatically going to have compatibility with AuthorizeNet because the shopping cart vendor has recognized the value and the indispensable need of having connectivity to a payment gateway. And so they choose AuthorizeNet, again, for the reasons that I mentioned before, because we are a leader. We have a proven track record. We have a demand brand. We have a tremendous competence in this area. And so we're a de facto standard by which other solution providers integrate to. So that's another reason why a consumer would buy AuthorizeNet. The other thing is, quite frankly, we differentiate on other areas of our business in terms of customer support. It's free customer support. We believe that by supporting merchants and helping merchants with the use of our product, issues that they have related to their use of our product, we can build a great experience for them. And so we really focus and differentiate on customer support. We believe that we're a low-cost provider for payment processing solutions. AuthorizeNet has focused on the delivery of its services at a low-cost level where we believe that we gain economies of scale with every new merchant that we add onto our platform. So we really focus on delivering a fair price-value mix for the service that we provide. Also, you need to look for a payment processor that focuses on security. We have and continue to be a company focused on delivering and securing our platform. We are PCI compliant, which is an industry security standard published by the credit card associations. We embrace new security solutions as they come to the market. So we focus on making the experience and making the transaction experience between merchants and consumers as safe as possible, given the technologies available and the security standards which are published at an industry level.
I think that's one of the issues that's on the minds of probably every single, not only e-merchant, but brick-and-mortar operator, and that's credit card fraud. Are there some specific things that you can talk about, Roy, that would give the customers or give an Authorize.net potential customer an idea of what you do to help them in that fraud area?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, obviously with any commerce medium, whether it's brick and mortar, online, mail order, telephone order, there is always going to be a nefarious segment of the population that is going to try to defraud the true citizens and honorable citizens of commerce. And so the internet is no different than that, from any other medium. And so AuthorizedNet, recognizing that that internet commerce is a target for fraud, we have built and developed solutions which we believe arm the merchant with the ability to thwart and mitigate the instances of fraud that could be levied against a merchant. And so we've developed, in addition to the already available standard industry features that have that are available to help fraud, we have developed what we call our fraud detection suite. Our fraud detection suite is basically a rules-based product that we offer merchants to help them address and fight against the typical means of fraud that are used against merchants. In addition, we also employ and support industry standard fraud tools such as address verification, CVV2, things that merchants can take to employ the assistance of the credit card infrastructure to also identify and potentially expose and reject fraudulent transactions. And so we also focus on awareness campaigns where we send communications to our merchants to educate them about fraud trends and the availability of our services that can help them fight and, again, thwart the efforts of fraudsters to take advantage of their businesses. So we recognize that as a valuable service that we must provide to our merchants to help them be successful in their commerce endeavors.
How far back does AuthorizedNet go in the internet commerce industry?
Oh, yeah. Well, AuthorizedNet, like I said, this is our 10th year. We were founded in November of 1996. So we were founded by a gentleman by the name of Jeff Knowles. Jeff Knowles was an old bank card sales agent. He would sell bank card services to brick-and-mortar merchants. He conceived the idea of AuthorizedNet and founded the company based on his vision that the internet truly would become a worldwide commerce network, and there would be a need to develop a digital point-of-sale solution. And so he put forth the effort and the investment to build AuthorizedNet. And so we were founded way back in 1996, which obviously would make us one of the pioneers in this particular industry and space.
And how long have you been part of the organization?
I joined AuthorizedNet in 1999, so I've been here just over 7 years now.
And so you've seen the internet and internet commerce go from a part of the economy that was considered to be sort of fringe at best. And now it is, depending on whose figures you use, many, many billions of dollars as part of the economy. What are the things that you see or that you think that drove the growth of internet commerce?
Well, it has. It's been interesting. I've been able to watch an entire revolution occur. It's been interesting to see something in a very nascent stage to progress to where it is now, and that is a ubiquitous, worldwide accepted commerce medium. And since my tenure and involvement with e-commerce, I've seen a tremendous amount of change and maturity with respect to internet commerce. I think the things that have happened to really influence the growth and continued success of internet commerce has been, quite frankly, number one, the convenience of shopping online. Without a doubt, I think convenience has absolutely spawned the acceptance and growth of e-commerce. People love to be able to shop, love to be able to purchase sitting behind their PC or their laptop or any other device that's potentially capable of allowing them to interact with the internet and consummate a transaction. I think the other thing is the ease of being able to establish an online presence and sell goods and services. You know, it used to be when you were setting up a business, you had to identify you had to have a product, a service, you had to find a storefront, you had to find a location, you had to lease a space, you had to buy a building, you had to get a business license, and all of these other things that really spelled out incredible costs. When you think about internet commerce, anyone can be an internet merchant and participate in the wonderful and successful experience of selling goods and services online to a worldwide market. So I think the ease of becoming a commerce merchant has made it successful. Additionally, the tools available, when you think about the tools available 5 years ago versus what you have now, you're able to create websites, you're able to create and buy solutions that basically establish a storefront for you, enable your commerce services, and help you target, sell, advertise the consumers that you want to sell those products and services to. You know, you think of the search companies and how far they've come along. You think about auction companies and how far they've come along to unite buyers and sellers. Those opportunities have just increased a hundredfold over the past 5 to 6 years and have contributed to the success of online commerce. And I think the last thing is that people are no longer on the sidelines watching the internet commerce game. People are actually participating in commerce. Where before it used to be, well, that's something that someone else does, people now have gained confidence in the internet as a secure commerce medium and are now venturing onto the internet and continue to explore and realize the absolute benefits of being able to shop online. And so when you think about that, there's millions and millions more of customers that have not yet experienced the fruits and benefits of commerce that are gaining access to this medium every day, which will increase and continue to see this industry grow. So it's just a great industry to be a part of.
Having said all of that and talked about the ease with which the internet can continue to grow, do you still, in fact, see any impediments that could create problems for the industry down the road?
You know, as I look at what the outlook of internet commerce is over the foreseeable future, I think that it's still very much underpenetrated. There's still a lot of opportunity and growth ahead. As far as impediments, I don't think that there's still a wonderful amount of opportunity. There are certainly challenges. I think new fraud comes to surface, there's always going to be an attempt by fraudsters to erode consumer confidence. And if I had to label one potential impediment, it would be what could be done to consumer confidence in e-commerce. Because I believe that consumers, just like anyone, want to feel comfortable about their experience and online shopping experience. But when you think about all of the nefarious activities that are going on with respect to identity theft, credit card theft, and those sort of things, that to me is the one impediment that I think could potentially impact commerce over time. However, I will applaud the efforts of many companies that are taking steps to continue to increase the secure nature of internet commerce and evolve over time as we see and respond and proactively overcome potential issues related to fraud.
It must not be very much fun to know every day that there are thousands and thousands of people sitting at terminals in various parts of the world trying to figure out how to get into your bank.
Yeah, you know, we feel like we're the Department of Defense and Homeland Security. You know, we don't rest on our laurels. We fight those battles so our merchants and our valued customers don't have to. And so that's part of the responsibility that we have as citizens in this industry and as a vendor and a leading vendor in this industry. Is that's exactly what we're employed to do on behalf of our merchants. Is to make sure that we're prepared to defend them against those types of threats. Is it fun? No, it's not fun, but you know what? It goes with the territory, and that's why AuthorizedNet stands apart, is because we're committed to that. And we have the resources, the wherewithal, the intellectual capital, the assets to make sure that we fight against those types of threats. But again, there's where there's benefit, there's responsibility, and so to the extent that we want to continue to enjoy our ability to grow and contribute to this industry, that's the responsibility that we take, and we take very seriously.
10 years ago, had it ever occurred to you that you might someday be the head man in a company like AuthorizedNet that plays such an important part in our modern economy?
You know, it's interesting. I've always been someone that has lived by the philosophy that you're the only one that can manage your career. And as I thought about the opportunities that were afforded me early in my career, I can tell you that I never dreamed that I would be able to run such a wonderful company and to be such a large part of the backbone of Internet commerce. I'm very grateful and have been truly blessed with a wonderful experience to be associated with such a great company, a wonderful employees and a team of people that truly care and are invested in what we're doing. But no, sometimes I pinch myself every morning, actually, and just I'm just grateful to be part of such a wonderful business, to have a wonderful situation where we're a growing company. We continue to provide what I think is the most important benefit to consumers, and that is value. Where we are able to provide good value for our customers, we have been able to receive compensation for that. That has continued to bless the lives of myself and all of my my teammates. So it's been a wonderful experience, and I'm just glad to be here.
What was the first thing that you did? What was your first job at Authorize?
I was responsible for business development. I was brought in as Vice President of Business Development. My goal and my task was to help AuthorizeNet gain relationships with other dot-com entities at that time. And what was wonderful about that opportunity is it didn't matter who I called. We always had a listening ear. I could talk to any of the big dot-coms at that point in time and help negotiate business relationships that would help and augment to AuthorizeNet the benefits of other services and vice versa. So it was just a wonderful opportunity. It's amazing that all the companies I talked to, I remember just sitting on the phone dialing for dollars, so to speak, just to create partnerships and relationships with other companies to give them the benefit of having payment services as part of their solution offerings.
We like to ask people of your station in the industry, leaders in our business, what little tidbit of advice they might offer to that fledgling e-commerce merchant out there who's trying to get going in the world.
Oh, great! Yeah, great, great question. I think the biggest thing is the internet is a wonderful playing field that can really bring equilibrium to competition. I think the biggest thing is understand what people, your competitors, are doing, because that information is out there. Understand what your competitors are doing. How do they sell? What tools and services are they using to sell? And are they successful doing it? Because if they're not, then you need to do something else. If they are, replicate. Because I'll tell you, the ability for you to understand your competition is ubiquitous. There's so much information, so much data out there that there's no excuse for a merchant not to be successful in understanding what people are doing to be successful in commerce.
And that's going to do it for our April interview podcast. I want to make sure to thank Michael A. Cox and Roy Banks. That was a fantastic interview, and you know, we're all really grateful to have Roy's participation and Authorize.net's participation in not only our April issue, but also in this interview. And because this one is definitely kind of big, I'm going to go ahead and cut out. Make sure to tune in next month for our next interview, and also keep an eye on our website at www.practicalecommerce.com for upcoming news, new podcasts, and also articles about e-commerce.